Hello.
Hello, perimenopausy. I am clapping because, I don't know, I'm just excited to be talking to someone. It's a holiday week here. I'm based in Abu Dhabi, but I'm very global. I don't want you to think it's as odd as it sounds. It's just a place in the world that I feel comfortable living. It's a place in the middle of the world. I'm very attracted to living in the middle of the world. So I am recording this podcast. Another solo episode while I prepare season two. And there's quite a lot to talk about, but I want to focus on a few things. The discussion in the UK is ramping up even more than possible because there are these massive HRT shortages. And I think probably the UK, like the awareness, like skyrocketed and no one made sure that the hormone therapy would be there to meet the demand. But it shows to me how much the focus has been on hormone replacement therapy. And this is something that a whole bunch of people in the UK will complain about. And it's something I probably won't stop banging on about, as the Brits say, because I think it's important. And I'm a mostly moderate here because I don't really have any skin in the game either way, other than I'm being very thoughtful about when to go on hormone therapy. I joke, but I'm half joking, but I'm kind of serious that I don't want to be on a prescription if I don't have to be in the zombie apocalypse. You know what I mean? I don't want to be, if things go south, I don't want to be like, well, I need my, you know, and also I'm a coping. That's one reason. The second reason is I never have a symptom for long enough to get my butt to the doctor and say, okay, I'm going to go on hormone therapy. I complained recently about my dry eyeballs and my dry face and my dry inside of my nose. That's what's plaguing me right now. And am I going to go on hormone therapy for that? Or am I just going to try some supplements and see if it passes? Because it all passed. Another big symptom I'm having is brain fog, which I'll talk about very shortly. And that is a reason to go on. But I want to make sure, I had long COVID. I mean, I had COVID. I had COVID at the end of January. And my brain has not worked and my mood has been terrible for the last 2 months. And I know that it had something to do with COVID. I'm sure of it. Because although I'm having some gut issues, my mood was very steady in the months before I got COVID. So anyway, right now, those are the reasons that I'm thinking I don't really want to be on HRT right now. But I may want it. I may. And so the debate in the UK, I'm just seeing so much, is so interesting to watch. And I'm so excited that I'm kind of involved in this because you're seeing some people really push the basket of lifestyle factors that menopause sort of heightens for us, which is why, to me, the argument of HRT as a magic silver bullet that will solve all your symptom problems and the way it's sold all the time now as a preventative, I just feel like it's irresponsible because there are so many different factors playing into the way we feel right now and our risk for disease. So I talked to someone on TikTok today and not today. I made that up just this week. And she was sort of saying, because I said HRT isn't a magic bullet. She said, well, it does help osteoporosis. And I was like, yeah, it does. But so do a lot of other things. And she said, yeah, but I don't think people, I said nutrition, and she said, I don't think women are doing that. So where I'm concerned is if women hear like estrogen reduces my risk of all these diseases, that they can just continue doing all the things, you know, think it's okay to keep doing all these other things and then put some estrogen on top of it. So that's just me banging on about that again, banging the drum for moderation. But it's going to get even crazier because on Monday, Channel 4 screens part two of the big documentary. You know, there's all these celebrities involved in this movement. Davina McCall is an announcer type person in the UK, and she's on The Masked Singer. I think she's the host of The Masked Singer in the UK. And did you know most of the reality shows came from the UK, by the way? I didn't know that. They're like reality show crazy. So the first one was Davina McCall, Sex, Myth, and Menopause. And you know, one of that seemed like it was universally beloved, but when you dig a little bit deeper into it, there were some people like Jackie Lynch, nutritionist, and others that I can't recall right now. There was a therapist, there was a gynecologist, and they were saying it was hard to watch a documentary that seemed completely about hormone replacement therapy. Well, part two is coming on Monday and it will screen on Channel 4. And it's called The Menopause Brain Drain. And Davin McCall's the face of it now. There's a lot of other people involved. But I sort of had to laugh because I think she's great. And my friends who are journalists in the UK told me she is great. She's just like so lovely to journalists. She actually had a tent at her wedding for journalists and she came and talked to them. Like, imagine. She's supposed to be so cool. And, you know, she did have a really, really hard time before she went on hormone therapy. But I laugh because every time there's a project to promote, which is how this business works, it just gets worse and worse. So this week I saw a headline that said I couldn't construct a sentence. And I was joking with my friend from the UK. And I said, if there's another documentary, like, I don't know what the headline's going to be, you know, because she's blown it out of the park. Like, now she couldn't construct a sentence. I wish I remember what some of the other ones were, but it was accelerated to the point that when I saw I couldn't construct a sentence, it's like, I think if there's another documentary, it'll be like, I was in a vegetative state for 7 straight months. That's the only place that her press can go after. Like, I mean, I guess there's enough perimenopause symptoms that she could keep pulling them out for, you know, part 17 of this. But I just think it's super funny. That's my own personal joke. So anyway, she's very cool. It's going to be interesting to talk about this, to see this documentary. I have a friend who's going to be watching it in the UK because I'm not entirely sure I'll be able to get on and see it in time. And she's going to write about it. She's going to write about it. And I'm going to put her story out on my newsletter. You can sign up for that. I have a weekly research letter, and if that's going to be expanding, you can sign up for that at hotflashinc.com. And on Tuesday, I'm going to put up my podcast early next week because I'm really excited. I'm going to talk to Rachel Lancaster. And she's written the book, Magnificent Midlife, Transform Your Middle Years. She runs the blog, The Mutton Club. She was a journalist and then in comms and in business. And you can tell, like, she's one of the people in the UK that's like, we cannot have this narrative of HRT, HRT, HRT. We need more reasonable approaches. We need to understand that it is not all about this one thing. And she's also doing something that I wish I had time to do, but I'm just so happy to watch someone's doing it, which is there's all these claims in the UK, like 1 million women are going to leave the workforce. And I will bet you on Monday during the documentary, there will be that claim will happen. I'm sure of it. And she wrote the most amazing piece at her blog, The Mutton Club, where she just dissected every single little bit of those figures. And when you get down to it, it's like a much, much, much smaller number. And this is, she also, I think, hopefully will do another piece, but there are a lot of numbers thrown about and repeated breathlessly with no one deconstructing like where they came from. I know for sure the suicide claims about menopause, I'm not saying, look, I've been suicidal in my perimenopause. I'm not saying that that can't happen. I'm not saying depression and mood aren't part of it. But the wild stats that are thrown about regularly in the newspaper, just repeated. I've tried to get to the bottom of them and I've not been able to find them. And I just gave up because I have the brain of a squirrel. But I'm going to talk to her all about that. I'm going to talk to her about her approach because it's very, like, it's very much close to my heart. And there's some really, really cool women in the UK that are saying, hey, come on, come on. It's not all about hormone replacement therapy. And when you survey women, it's like 50, 60% aren't on it. So those stats are hard to find at Google. But, you know, it's not, you know, and I've seen people, it's like all the other conversations that there are where you have to say, you know, question something like, I'm not anti-vax, but I don't understand this. Like, that's, you have to say, I'm not against HRT. You just can't really sort of just have a normal conversation about it. People are like, and I always feel like you know, I know that their commerce is involved in pushing that messaging. It's about selling something. It's about selling something that could really work for you if you tried it, but it's also about selling something and getting as many women as possible on it for as long as possible. And another narrative I'm hearing that is that you can be on it for a very long time, maybe forever. And, you know, the chair of the British Menopause Society just said, the risks rise the longer you were on it. So it's kind of, if you're a person like Rachel or myself, who's like, hey, you can't just repeat stuff that's not true yet or a little bit true, you know? Of course you can't. The whole world is like that. But anyway, so I'm going to be talking to Rachel and I hope to post that podcast Tuesday. I'm really excited about it. And I'll have someone to look over the documentary, and I'm going to send that out too. So that's what's happening with me. Now, when I talk about my brain, boy, oh boy, oh boy. You guys, like, I have the long COVID. I'm sure of it. It has been very, 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 very hard for me. Okay, I'm going to start over. 2021, January to August, I had a very, very hard time. And I was going to go on HRT. I had terrible brain fog, terrible mood, fatigue, and bloating like I could not believe. And it would go for like 2-3 days at a time. And I would have to work lying down and I would be crying because I'd be like, I've taken all this on and I can't not do it. And I have, you know, my bread and butter stuff I have to do and like everything. So I was losing it. And then I was diagnosed by accident with SIBO, small intestinal bacterial overgrowth. And like many of these things that people have, it sounds like, oh yeah, whatever. No, it's horrible. And there's about half of the food I swear I can't eat. There's a special diet called the low FODMAP diet. I've been diagnosed by this by a functional medicine practitioner and also by a gastroenterologist who is the one that said, it sounds like you have SIBO. So once I figured that out and started eating that way most of the time for 4 months, my mood was good. I could tell if I ate some of those foods, I would get the fatigue. I was like, okay, I can see that I definitely have this because it's a fatigue like no other. Then, went home. And then in January had COVID and had to stay in Canada for like an extra 3 weeks. I was scared I would have to move back there, which is hilarious because the first 8 years I was here, I wanted to move back there. Ever since then, it's been very, very difficult. And I've been having a really, really hard time. And now I'm doing some gut stuff. It's like a cleanse, detox, radical thing. And it's been going on for weeks. I've stopped drinking alcohol, which makes me sad. I can't even have a cookie or chip, or anything fun. And that is a very interesting situation. I have had deep grief over it. And it doesn't mean I can't have it ever again. But I've got to tackle this because my life is, you know, it's later than you think. I saw that on the Adam Project as something that Roman said. All that to say, this week, my brain fog, which is so bad, I just realized it reached a fever pitch. So just in 1 week, this is what I realized happened. I made a video that about a product I love, not an ad. It's just a cranberry concentrate that can literally turn around a UTI in a couple of hours. I put it in water. I chug it. It's great. You can go look for that video on TikTok or Instagram Reels. Hot flash ink across everything, by the way. But in the middle of it, I said UTI. And then I just decided to spell out UTI. And I said uterine tract infection. And there's this moment where I was like, uterine. Yeah, okay, that's right. Urinary. Now, I don't necessarily mind when I make a mistake because you get a lot of engagement that way, I've realized. And then I can just apologize because I'm humble and I'm an idiot, I guess. But that's a big one. Like, that's a big word screw up. And that is such a part of perimenopause brain drain. Worsened by long COVID. Then I realized, so for the SIBO treatment, I have to order this chocolate like protein powder, but it's unsweetened. It has to have no sugar in it. And if you can believe this, starting next weekend, I am going to drink nothing but that for 8 days while taking these supplements that I've already been taking for a couple weeks that are kicking my butt. was someday I'll talk about this whole thing because I don't want you to get this and I'm going to figure out how to fix it. And it's really tricky to fix. But see, now I even forgot what I was going to say. Okay. So I ordered some a couple of weeks ago and I just thought, okay, we're getting close. I want to prepare. And I'm a little bit worried I don't have enough because it takes 4 scoops and I only have 2. So I'm looking at it. And then I went back to the doctor, sent me a link and I see that that's not what I ordered. I ordered something that has fructose in it. I might as well just be pouring maple syrup down my throat to do this. It's not going to work. I checked with them. No. And it was very, very expensive. Like it was like over 200 euros and I had to order it again. I almost cried. And then I have to wait longer because I was really gearing up for this and it's not fun in your life to not eat. So that happened. And then I'm going on a vacation at the end of May. I'm meeting my friends in Turkey and we're hiking the Lycian Way. And I couldn't be more excited because I haven't really gone anywhere and I want the great outdoors. This is by the water. It's not crazy hiking. And I'll just be able to walk and think. And we stop every night and I'm so, so, so excited. And I just decided to check the invoice and it said that I had booked the trip from May 7th to May 14th. The trip is from May 21st to May 28th. I was absolutely horrified. I felt like someone else had taken over my brain. How could this happen? My friend, just like the protein shake that the doctor sent me, I literally had to click a link. I just had to click a link and then check that what they told me to get was what I was getting. I'm a very lazy trip planner, by the way. I will just hop on your trip, wherever you're going, I will glom on. I have been to some of the coolest places just because I'm lazy and I don't want to plan. So that includes Djibouti, Turkmenistan, and where's the other place I went where I just like, I didn't care. I was like, oh, this is come. Oh, I went on a trip in Oman. I just follow. It's great. It's so relaxing. Anyway, horrified. I writing to them. They said it's going to be $500 to change it. And I wanted to absolutely cry. Like I stopped and I was like, you said uterine instead of urinary. You ordered the wrong damn shake. And now you have to wait and it costs an extra 200 euros. And now $500? Like, this is the hugest screw up. I mean, no wonder women are leaving the workforce. And, you know, I did see Davina in another article. She wasn't talking about not being able to construct a sentence. When this is in the Daily Mail. But she said, she pointed to Channel 4 as a new survey. And that said that of 4,000 women polled, 14% reduced their work hours due to having menopause symptoms. And 52% of women lost their confidence at work due to menopause. Well, 84% felt there was no one they could turn to in their workplace to help with their issue. And I don't doubt it. You know, maybe 1 million women are leaving the workforce, but 1 million women or more are definitely really going, because you can't talk about this with anyone because people don't like to be around mental weakness. We know this. And so I didn't even tell the people I went on the trip with. I told the guy I'm seeing. He was like, God, good God. And I told my very, very good friend. And I said to the people, I'm terribly sorry I've made this mistake, but I don't think it's fair that I have to pay $500 to cancel the trip and rebook when you simply have to shift it forward to another, like another week. The guy was saying, well, you know, the hotels have to be canceled. I said, please, please check. And then, you know, I agonized all yesterday because I thought I need to go on this trip. I want to go on this trip. I promised I would go on this trip. And maybe I should just write him back and say, forget it. I'll pay the $500. I don't want to wait. I don't want to risk losing my spot. Anyway, I just checked right before I started recording and I don't have to pay anything. So that's a positive story. That's a positive story for you. I think we all need positive stories. I feel very alone in my brain drain. So I'm excited to see the documentary. And I resent the message that if I would just go into hormone therapy, this would go away. Luann Brizendine is one of my favorite. She wrote The Female Brain years ago, and she is coming out with a book called The Upgrade. And it's all about how what is actually happening to our brain during this time is a huge upgrade. And there are studies. This brain fog does not last forever. Yes, it makes you worry that you're coming down with dementia or Alzheimer's, but it's not, it's not really connected, and it passes, and it's much different. Remember when I talked to the neuroscientist, Sarah McKay, I've said this before in the podcast. No, maybe I've said it in a video. Who knows? I asked her, I interviewed her recently for a menopause summit that's coming up that I'm working on with some women in Canada. And I said, what's the difference between brain fog and early signs of dementia? And she said, okay, brain fog is like you don't know where you put your keys. The early signs of dementia are your keys in your hand and you don't know what, you don't know what they're for. That was really profound to me. So I hope that doesn't happen. But, you know, I've got a lot on the go here, and I know that you have a lot on the go too. And I just want you to give yourself some grace. And most things are deal withable. Maybe you have to pay $500 you don't have. Maybe you have to cancel something. But this too shall pass. And in a way, I'm glad that these scripts happened, because I realized that I have been firing on all my cylinders with all my ideas, and my organizational system is crazy, and I've got to get back to basics. So I'm spending this week that everyone else is partying for Eid, the Eid holidays here, I am just going through every single thing so I know where it is and so I can get on top of it. And, you know, I don't have kids, but I know you've got kids, and I know you've got aging parents. And even if you don't have any of those things, it's hard. Okay. It's hard right now. And I just want you to know that I know I'm going through it. I feel dumb this week, dumb, and things were hard, you know? And lastly, I want to say that Thursday night, I did something that I would never normally do. I follow a lot of marketing people actually on TikTok and Instagram, because I don't know what I'm doing. And I'm always just like, I'll just watch their videos and get tips, and maybe I'll incorporate some of them. And I'm really all over the place. And one of the things I've decided to do is I'm getting my act together with Hot Flash Inc. You know, I'm getting like a brand identity, and I'm getting a better website, and I hired a business coach, and I've got so many things I want to do. I'm figuring out how to monetize in a way that won't penalize all the people who've come in and found my content. I can still provide lots of free things, all of that. But I decided that I would just, I don't know, this girl, Miss Rachel Peterson, who is a marketing expert, and I really like her style, and she used to be on food stamps, and she's got the story, and she's really honest about stuff. She has like a real mom belly. She's had 3 or 4 kids, and she has fake teeth because I guess her teeth rotted out. She's just like a real original, genuine person, and she always recommends amazing books. I'm reading The 48 Laws of Power by Robert Greene. She recommended it. It's just amazing. So I thought, look, I really like this woman. I know that she's now charging like $30,000 or something to look at your TikTok media, you know, in your social media strategy, but she's getting a 5-hour free seminar on TikTok. And I've done well on TikTok. I mean, I have over 12,000 followers, but that's nothing compared to what you can get. It's just massive. And how many people you can reach. So did, you know, and I'm with in Hot Flash, like I keep starting sentences and then stopping them, but that would be me. With Hot Flash, I have a million things I've started. I have an online business course I didn't finish. I have a book called Start at the End. And when it started talking about revenue, I was like, I didn't do it. I have a course on money that I didn't finish. I have a course by Kim Anime called Vagina Kung Fu that I want to definitely talk about. I bought it. I haven't finished it. I have a bunch of stuff I haven't finished. And Thursday night, I just thought, I'm just going to watch this for as long as I can. 5 hours is a long time. Starting at 7, it's going to go till midnight. It was the most valuable thing I have done in a year. And I realized the reason I'm telling you about it is that if you have someone you really admire, I think it's important to let them know and to let other people know about them. So if you're in the market for any guidance at all, Rachel Peterson, PED, she's awesome. And they've done the work and they've tested everything. And I realize what I've been doing is just like creating even more flurry and mental noise for myself by watching, you know, I watch a video. There's one guy with crazy hair and he gives tips, and there's all these marketing and they say trending sound and do this. And then I'm like cats. I'm trying to, it's like herding cats, but cats are just running whatever runs everywhere, rats, I don't know. It's not going anywhere. It's a dissipation of my energy. And so it's so important in the work that you do, but also I think in the menopause phase, mentally, and just in, we need to be very precise and focused now. Like, we need to remove the noise and the confusion and the things that can lead us off hither and yon. And there is so much to consume, but should we be consuming it all? Like, I made a decision that night that my TikTok time now, my TikTok time, it's going to be a little bit of consumption and a lot of focused output, because the more people I listen to tell me what to do, the more confused I get. And this is true for everything, love, relationships. Find a few people that you like and just listen to them. And a few, because not one person can provide you with everything. But in menopause too, because if you're like me, you just try to listen to everyone and then you get confused and you don't know what's going on. I just think this is a really valuable life lesson. And I'm so grateful for that. It's been 5 hours. At one point, I forgot my camera was on and I laid down. And then I realized that I was like laying down with like my knees up and the laptop was like shooting from like my feet. Imagine what that would look like. Like, why is that woman in Abu Dhabi laying with her? I mean, thank God I was dressed. You would have seen, you could have seen right up my, oh, man. That's the kind of week it's been. So there is a documentary on menopause coming and the menopause brain drain. That's what we've learned. That's happening on Monday. And I'm going to give you lots of information about it if you subscribe to my newsletter or listen to this podcast. And if you do those things, thank you so much. And if you like the podcast, please share it and review it and subscribe to it and all the things that can help me help it grow and can help spread the word. If you have made some mistakes this week because of your brain frog, if your brain frog is acting up, then give yourself some grace. It's going to be okay. Okay. And sometimes when you listen to everyone else, you lose what's important, what you really want. That's what I'm saying. That's what I want you to know. Thank you, Perimenopausey. Until next week, be good to yourself.